open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy to be with you on a football Monday following a game day Friday and proceeding a game day Thursday. So kind of an interesting juxtaposition of games in the preseason here. But the Browns have had their second practice since that preseason opener at Detroit. And this is the first show since that game. So we're going to get into that tonight. Bernie Kosar will stop by. We'll get his thoughts on it. And the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, here as well to do a little bit of review and a little bit of previewing of what we're going to deal with on Thursday night, again, in Green Bay, the Browns taking on the Packers in their next preseason game. We also take your questions and your comments that you submit to us via the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages and our Cleveland Browns daily Twitter page, which is at Browns_daily. And you always can call these in, too, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, for those so inclined to hear your voice on the air. We like those, and we're always open to that. Let's start with this from Twitter from Chris, who says, well, he's informing the Browns, there is a new wide receiver on the market. Please give the guy a chance. And he's referring to the fact, of course, that he puts in Ocho Cinco. I believe he changed his name back to Chad Johnson. And I also believe he was incarcerated on charges of domestic abuse with his wife in Miami. And not a good story and not a good guy to have on your team, not just because of that. I didn't find his being added to the Dolphins a plus for Miami. I thought it was just something, it was a flyer that they took, and he would likely be more trouble than he was worth. I think he was going down that road before the arrest over the weekend. And that just confirmed that he was, again, more trouble than Joe Philbin, the new head coach of the Dolphins, wanted to deal with. And I don't see him being any less trouble on the Browns or any other team. I don't see it. I don't see it with the guy. And I think if he had, you say, well, if there's more ability with the Dolphins have been more tolerant of what he did, gosh, I hope not. He represents that team, and he represented it very badly in that situation. I didn't think he was representing it all that well through that first Hard Knocks episode. If you got to see that, having the head coach have to scold him about dropping the F-bomb a whole bunch in a news conference that he had. It was kind of a ridiculous news conference, a whole ridiculous situation. We had an opportunity in training camp, our own Jameer Howardson did, to get some comments from a few players, but we're going to hear from one right now, James Dockery, defensive back. Jameer, asking him how he thought practice went today.
It was good, man. It was a lot of energy. You know, yesterday I wouldn't say it was dull because coach said, you know, we got better and got a lot of work done. But you can definitely tell people's bodies have responded back today and we're ready to go.
Speaking of responding, how does your body respond when you got to get ready for another preseason game in a couple of days?
I mean, you just have to get used to it. You know, your body's never going to feel as good as it felt the first day of camp. So it's just all a mental challenge, and you just have to be ready because there's 19 plus more games to come. So
after watching the game footage from the first preseason game against the Lions, how did you feel you did?
I think I did good. You know, first game, feel a lot better than I did last year, obviously, in my first game. So I gave up more catches than I would like to. But, you know, at the NFL, that happens. So you just have to be able to respond when that happens. And I think I did. So I'll be ready to go for game two.
Are you finding the game a lot slower for you as you know the playbook?
Yeah, definitely the game has slowed down for me. But at the same time, you know, last year I was going in with guys more my age. You know, this year coaches trust me a little bit more, and I'm in the game a little bit earlier against, you know, about a step up of competition. So it was a little fast at first, but once I settled down you know, it's just like practice.
And for you to take the next step in training camp throughout this whole entire process, what are some of the things that you saw in the game footage that you want to kind of just clean up on and improve on as you head into this next game?
Right. The main thing for me is just to, you know, stay consistent, come out and practice every day, work with great energy, push myself physically in practice so that in the game, when I do get tired, you know, my technique doesn't change. And, you know, that was what kind of happened in the first game. You know, technique got a little sloppy when I got tired. You know, and that happens, you know, first game. But for me, you know, just go out there and trust my ability, trust what I can do, and then show it on the field.
Okay, little catch up there with James Dockery, and we thank Jameer Howerton for that. That was after today's practice. From Facebook, Jacob wants to know who's looking better in camp, Colt or Whedon. Yeah, you know, I think on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to go with Whedon as far as how well he's throwing the football and the what we saw even Friday night. Yes, Whedon had a very poor passer rating. I'm going to get into this with Bernie Kosar as well, and we'll also talk to Jimmy Donovan about it. It was a horrendous number, but it wasn't a horrendous game. I thought he made one poor decision in the throw to Greg Little that was intercepted, just trying to force something in there that he shouldn't have. In general, though, the throws that he completed, especially the 34-yarder to Travis Benjamin, I think that spoke volumes about what this guy's capabilities are when it comes to throwing the ball, standing tall in the pocket and firing away and having the arm, you know, the accuracy, everything to hit that pass just the way it needed to be hit. And kudos to Benjamin. Outstanding game. I thought he was the best player on the field for the Browns throughout. On a night when, you know, a lot of different people did a few things that got your attention, but that was one for sure. And I think Colt, and I give Colt a lot of credit. In fact, you'll hear in the Donovan segment, we're going to talk about the game balls. I'll give you a little hint that I was happy to give one to Colt for moving the team well, for doing what he did, and but in his own way. And it's a different way than what Brandon Whedon does as far as a guy who does move still side to side to find those throwing lanes, who has the athleticism to do so, but I don't think it's ideal. Ideal is, again, drop back, stand tall, see over people, get the ball out, be strong, and have that physical, you know, that physical gift, and the way he's put together, all of that is an advantage to Brandon Whedon, and something that gives him the edge, I think, over McCoy, over Seneca Wallace, too. Ryan wants to know from Facebook, where is Josh Gordon's head? Is he going to be mentally tough, and is he putting the work in to get better? The answer to the question is he is swimming. He is right now over his head. As a young player who has had no time in the offseason, as the other rookies have, to get acclimated with this offense, to get acclimated with the NFL game, period. He's been out of football a while. And I think this is to be expected, that he's a little lost. He still doesn't know everything he needs to know about running routes and learning this. He's getting an advanced course, as other players are, and he's on overload. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. I think the coaches are doing their best to bring him along at a pace that he can grasp things, and I think he's smart enough to grasp things, but he doesn't have it yet, and you can see it in practice as well as in games. You see the physical advantages that he could bring to the game. You see that size, that strength, that general, the fluidity, the hands, all those things that will all work once he knows what he's doing. And I do think that day will come this season. I mean, I'm not saying that day will come in years from now. I'm talking about it being something that should improve almost by the day. But and is he working at it? Is he mentally tough? I mean, I think so. I that's presuming a lot to know how tough the guy is overall mentally, how you read that, how you see that. But I don't think he's backing down from the challenge. And I think he needs to hear it. The coaches do need to be on him to get him to get it and you know, work accordingly. Mike wanted to know, are the Browns looking to pick up any players due to the large amount of injuries? Yeah, there are a large amount of injuries. As of right now, Mike, I don't think that's the case. I think the feeling is a lot of the guys who are hurt or who've been missing, you know, guys like DeQuell Jackson and Tabba Rubin, they'll be back in the lineup. And as far as the injuries that occurred from Friday night's game, I don't think any of those are people who would be out so long that you've got to go and get somebody in here, at least as of right now. And I don't know, you know, to what degree anybody would miss any considerable length of time. And Pat Shurmur has not really offered those details. And I don't think he's going to. But stay tuned on that and see where, you know, where things are. But I don't see right now an urgency, at least what I can read, that says we better go out and get somebody at X, you know, at this position, like cornerback for Dmitri Patterson or defensive tackle for Scott Paxton, because these are guys who wouldn't be back. I don't get that vibe at all. Or, you know, Jordan Cameron with his back injury. And Mohamed Masqua, you know that about the concussion that he suffered. I think, again, that's a time thing to see when he's back in the lineup. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to break down what we saw Friday in more detail with Bernie Kosar. He joins us, making his regular visit here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless. And Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parma Town. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
Hi, I'm Chef Adams, introducing Applebee's new fresh flavors of summer entrees, which feature the tastiest ingredients summer has to offer, like the zesty lemons in our new lemon shrimp fettuccine. But why is it lemons pair so beautifully with shrimp? Well, lemons contain around 8% citric acid by weight, which refreshes the palate and neutralizes the potent amine compounds in...
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I was just going to say...
All you want to know is the new fresh flavors of summer, like lemon shrimp fettuccine, garlic, rosemary, chicken pasta, and more, pair beautifully with your mouth.
But I haven't even gotten to the part where I...
I love it when he talks like that. Look, come try the new fresh flavors of summer. With so many awesome dishes, you'll be back all summer long. They start at just $9.99, and they're only at Applebee's. See you tomorrow.
At participating Applebee's, price and participation may vary.
Looking for a late-night place for great food, drinks, and fun? Meet your friends at Applebee's after 9 p.m. for half-price appetizers, $5.95 burgers at the bar, and lots of fun. See you at Applebee's late night.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here for this entire hour, talking Browns with you. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And we we always love it when our regular pal is with us on this show, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we're in Detroit together. In a matter of a couple of days, we'll be heading to Green Bay. So we're kind of looking back and looking ahead at the same time. But let's look back to Friday night, to that opener. And I just want to get some of your big picture impressions from what you saw.
Well, you know, I find it interesting. You know, we came out with a win. But sometimes I think people are a little too critical, too harsh on the way they're analyzing the game. And sometimes I think we tend to look at our mistakes harder than we look at the positives. And I think that's accurate for that past Friday night in Detroit. You know, the typical of, I think, a first preseason game, Vic. You know, there's nice plays, but there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of guys first game, the rookies, even the second-year players haven't got as much reps. Well, they got a lot. They got some the other night. And, you know, they made some plays, but typical young guys, their mistakes came with it. And I'm glad to see it kind of happening in a preseason game, that you can kind of get it out of your system and learn from it.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the first place we're going to look, of course, where much of that critical observation is going to be, is at quarterback, at Bernie. And I want to start that with you. Brandon Weeden got three series in. The stats don't tell a very positive story for him, obviously, with two turnovers, one near turnover, and the fact that he completed only three of the nine passes he threw. But overall, I know when you analyze him, you can analyze different things that were done even on the negative plays. There's a lot more to it than what meets the eye.
Well, I really caution everybody to not get wrapped up in quarterback ratings and stats in the preseason. It's incredibly misleading. You know, there were some things that Brandon Bluntly did real solid. I mean, we all saw the fade throw, the good velocity of his arm. The thing that I liked out of him, and this is not a shot at Schwartz, the rookie right tackle, because consistently this past week, and all the young tackles that were in the draft, Mike Adams, Martin down in Miami, who's a kid from Stanford, all the guys that were kind of picked in that area struggled with their first games. And it's tough for offensive linemen, especially rookie ones, against the NFL pass rush to get their footwork, to get their tempo, to have the strength to hold up on the protection. And the young tackles throughout the league struggled, which in turn made it tough on the quarterback, Brandon Weeden. And even though he had some pressure in his face, I think with time, he'll get a better feel for the pocket. But I've been a little harsh on guys like Blaine Gabbert in Jacksonville for him not really being able to look past the rush, not being able to be comfortable in the pocket. And that's what I saw that I liked in Brandon. His focus stayed down the field, even with things sometimes collapsing in the pocket. And his patience in the pocket was also very good. He made a couple nice throws on the hook to Muhammad Massaquai, on the fade to Travis Benjamin. And that's on the positive side. On the negative side comes trees and sometimes some things that he'd want back, like on the interception. But with time, I think that stuff is fixable.
Yeah, and Bernie, I think the thing that really stands out to me is how tall he stands in that pocket and how confident he is there. And, you know, this isn't a guy who looked rattled at all on the field. And even after the game, after going through it all, same demeanor. I mean, it sounds like the same guy we've talked to when he arrived in a suit and tie right after the draft. I mean, he's just pretty unflappable.
And I think that was a positive sign. You know, there's a lot of pressure, whether it's football or in life today, to always want to be right or look good with the TV, the internet, the radio, everything around you, and especially for younger kids. And here he is doing a press conference where people are kind of picking on him, and he doesn't get to making excuses. He doesn't sound flustered or agitated. He handled himself after the game as calmly and professionally as he's done this whole time. And I think that was a nice sign to see. They didn't feel like he had to justify things. He didn't feel like he had to make excuses. He didn't feel like he had to come out there and fire back or play offense. He was pretty matter of fact with that. And I think that kind of maturity comes across positively in the locker room and to the organization and to the fans.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, the injuries are a thing that make all of us cringe in a preseason game. The way they happen in almost rapid-fire succession for the Browns definitely was the kind of thing that can get you feeling a little sick to your stomach, because you'd never want to, and you know, to the degree that you hope that these are all that will be minor. But again, when I describe an injury to somebody else, I hate using that word because it's not minor to that person dealing with it. But long and short of it is, they happen. You try to keep them to a minimum, and now you're turning around and playing a preseason game in short order here on Thursday night in Green Bay. I just wonder how much you balance between keeping guys, you know, healthy and giving them enough playing time, especially with a young team. They've got to get their reps, right, Byrne? I mean, you know, and injuries are you going to have to risk that?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, you'd like to maybe take it easy and play the conservative route to not get guys hurt. But fortunately, there was a segment in the game where, unfortunately, too many guys were getting hurt. But it is the nature of the game. And actually, if you're not ready to play physical football, you don't get used to it. You actually, I think, when the regular season comes, run the risk of injuries too. So I think it's just part of it. Younger players, I think they definitely need the repetitions and the game type experience to get themselves feeling comfortable, to get the team feeling comfortable with them, to get the coaches feeling comfortable with them. So when the regular season comes around, they and the team, the locker and the coaches, all feel comfortable that they can get the plays done and done correctly.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. And you know, you bring up the point about physical play. That was a very physical defense that we saw Friday night in Detroit, as physical probably a defense as this Browns team would face all year long, including the regular season. So I think exposure to that is good. And by and large, and that wide nine approach, by and large, created a real challenge for the Browns offensive line, a challenge, Bernie, that frankly that line had issues with throughout the night, because there was a lot of pressure, pass rush pressure on all the quarterbacks for the Browns.
Yeah, considering there was a first, second, or third teamers, the wide nine, which we talked a lot about, but also on AstroTurf, but also the first time the guys have really been on that this year, I think has made the it highlighted the energy, the physicalness, and the speed that was so much more during the game. And I think that made it tougher on the O-line. And again, we weren't the only team that had issues with it. If you watch games from around the league, just about all the young linemen had some issues. And that's to be expected at this time of year. It's imperative, though, just like we were talking about in the last question, that you get your reps in and you get your work in. So you become accustomed to that. And I really believe that you only get that by game type atmosphere and game tempo to get those type of reps. And this is, again, at Green Bay this week, it's another opportunity to practice and kind of get yourself another step closer to being able to step foot on the field and make NFL plays in the regular season.
And you know, Bernie, first impressions for folks, as you said, people want to jump off of so many points from the very first thing they see. It's understandable. We get excited. This is a much anticipated thing. We haven't seen any football played by anybody, at least until that Hall of Fame preseason game was played between Arizona and New Orleans. That was the first one since the Super Bowl. So a lot of drought of football, and certainly here in Cleveland to get a chance to see this Browns team play and you know, see what young people can do. But you know, you're hearing people already wanting to put Andrew Luck in the Hall of Fame for his first outing for the Colts yesterday against the Rams. Had a nice check down throw that went 63 yards for a touchdown. Wondered if that check down could have happened with Brandon Whedon and Trent Richardson had Trent been out there. That was the thought that went through my mind. But you know, throwing another touchdown pass, looking good. RG3 made his debut last Thursday and had a nice game against Buffalo. So, I mean, people are already concluding that, hey, these guys are great and look at what they're doing. And then they, you know, when they see just as it is with the Browns and everything else, here's what we've got. Travis Benjamin is going to be this. He's going to be dynamic. He's going to, and you want to believe all that, but it is one preseason game.
It's absolutely only one preseason game. And again, actually the Andrew Luck play actually was a call screen play that obviously was a fantastic call, but those are the things that in preseason, I really caution even myself and definitely to the fans, to, you don't want to get too high or too low on the good stuff. You don't want to get too excited. On the bad stuff, you don't want to get too disappointed. And like life, the answer tends to be in the middle. Yep. And these things tend to even out. It's still, it was the second week in August, basically the first week of preseason games. It's so much is going to happen in terms of before the first regular season game that you really need to, especially as players, temper your enthusiasm and don't get too discouraged on your disappointments on certain plays. And just keep working at it because the more you get experience and the harder you work objectively at yourself and getting better, the better it tends to get.
Bernie, great perspective, great stuff, and look forward to being with you in Green Bay when we go there on Thursday.
See you Thursday night.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he always does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless. And Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, quick food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Quaker Steak and Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Kent State football fans, the 2012 Fan Fest is Thursday, August 16th. Come see the new layout in the indoor tailgate zone, watch the team scrimmage, and meet the players and get autographs from the entire team. Fun starts at 5 in the fieldhouse. For more information, call 672-2244.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
There has never been a better time to be part of the excitement surrounding Kent State football. The Flashes had a strong finish last year, and this year with a team full of veterans and talented recruits, they're looking to rise as one. Season tickets start at $40. Visit KentStateSports.com to order your season tickets today.
It's just an old ball, really. Nothing more. We grew with it and studied it. We owned it and shared it. We prayed they would hit it.
Right to right center, that's a base hit.
And miss it.
A swing and a miss, ball game.
We prayed they would catch it.
He made the catch.
And drop it.
Over his head, base hit.
We wanted it to bounce.
Fair ball and into the corner.
And fly.
This ball is going.
Speed up.
The throw gets him.
And slow down.
Throw to the plate, the fly not in time.
We prayed it would come to us. And we wanted to give it away. We have watched it weather storms and bask in the sun. And it's always right here.
This ball is
in our hands. Cleveland Indians.
One of the best kept secrets in golf is in Canton. And if you haven't been to the Corey Golf Club, check it out. Premier destination for both golf and dining. World-class course, stunning clubhouse, award-winning granite grill. Tremendous service. You may never want to leave. Call the Corey now, 330-488-3178. That's 330-488-3178. Take advantage of special offers now and save at the Corey. Call them today or go to graniteGolfProperties.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we go to the Ask Vic portion of the show, which is driven by Liberty Ford. Lots of questions, comments that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the official Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford Twitter page, which is at Browns_daily. Make sure you visit it. Lots of stuff on there. Tons of photos from practice, all kinds of references to our content here, what we're going to have coming up, links to everything Cleveland Browns Daily related. So check it out. Corey from Facebook, where does Thaddeus Lewis stand in the quarterback feud? Corey wants to know. He looked good against third and fourth stringers. Try him against the first string. I don't think, Corey, that Thaddeus is going to get a shot at the first, you know, a run with the first string offense. I think Brandon Whedon's going to need and get all the time he can get as a rookie with the number ones, and that's how that's going to go through the balance of the preseason and into the regular season. That's the plan. I think Thaddeus Lewis has been solid. I think he's done well in most camp practices that I've seen, and you saw him out in the game running the team well and taking kind of that final stretch of the 11-point comeback that they had. They were down by 11 and come from behind win, and he helped finish it off and lead to that field goal. I like the effort there by the backups. That's a good thing to see. You know, the winning and losing thing in the preseason, I mean, really, we know what it doesn't mean, but it means something when there's an urgency and an effort. And it was kind of interesting just being down by the sidelines and watching the players in those final minutes, because I was down there to do the post-game live TV thing and by the Browns bench, and just how engaged and supportive the guys who weren't playing, the veterans who weren't playing, were of the younger people on the field playing, encouraging them to finish the job. Justin from Facebook, he says, hopefully we'll start to see some improvement out of Mitchell Schwartz, because he got blown up Friday night. He had a rough game Friday night, Justin, no question about that. He struggled with the crowd noise. He struggled with the pass rush that the Lions presented. I think bull rushing, you know, straight on to him was a particular problem. I don't know that he has seen, I haven't looked at every bit of film of him from Cal, but I would venture to say that the type of power rush that he dealt with in that game Friday night was different than anything he had dealt with at Cal for the most part. And it just was something. He's athletic and he is strong, but a bull rush coming at him was particularly problematic, I thought, in that game. What I do look forward to seeing when this team does get a running game going, and you know, you don't have a Trent Richardson for now. I do expect him back, but the start of the season. That's my optimistic view, and although there's no official hard timetable on his return, I think that's what I'm looking for. But seeing him run behind Mitchell Schwartz on a right to off tackle run, I think Schwartz building up ahead of steam going forward is gonna knock some people over. I think that's where he's gonna excel right now, and then the rest will come to him. He's got growth and learning to do, and a game like Friday night's is helpful in that regard. Again, the biggest thing was he didn't, you know, there wasn't that sense of meltdown. We're talking about that with Bernie Kosar. Vignesh from from Facebook asked about Travis Benjamin. He said, is Travis Benjamin the next Josh Cribbs? He could be. He could be. I think what he showed in that return, that 32-yard kickoff return, and the way that set up so nicely for him to kind of kick to the outside, the blocking kind of forming to the left, and then he took it up the sideline with that rare speed of his, just as it was designed by the coaches. And he just simply gets it and goes. And there's a guy who is picking things up quickly as a rookie and just seems to get better by the day because of the work that he puts into it, and he gets it. You coach him, you tell him what to do, and he does it. That's the read I get on how Travis Benjamin does things, both as a receiver and a returner. And I think that has to happen for this team. You have to find another answer in the return game. Josh Cribbs has been that guy, and he's done it effectively for a while. We know that. We know what he's about. But this is an opportunity in the preseason to see what else you have. And Jordan Norwood had a nice return as well. But I do see Benjamin filling the role as a returner and as a receiver as well, though. And I think that'll be the biggest difference. And I think he's going to do more in the receiving game than a Josh Cribbs would this year. And what else? Scott wants to know from Facebook. He said, do you see any improvement in the talent from last year? It's a general question. But he said, judging by the starters in the preseason, I just don't see much improvement. And even worse on penalties. Penalties were bad, Scott. Eight penalties, bad. And it doesn't show well for discipline. And it is something that coaching has to address and deal with and make these guys more attentive to. And Pat Shurmur talked about that. I know after Sunday's practice, I think it's a challenge for this team and for this coaching staff to minimize that. It was an issue last year. It can't continue to be an issue. You can't afford, as a team that's this young, that has as much of a learning curve in front of it, that has as hard a schedule as it faces, or at least based on last year's records, as tough a division in which it plays it, the margin, you can't hurt yourself and self-destruct with penalties. As every bit as bad as turnovers and all of that, put it under the heading of things you can't do to self-destruct or hurt yourself. And that needs to be fixed. There's no doubt about it. But the talent, this is where I'll disagree with you. The talent is better. I think you're going to see this. There needs to be the gain of experience, the development of younger people, but I don't think don't overreact, as Bernie Kosar was advising. Don't overreact to preseason. Don't take the preseason and say, because they look like they're making mistakes, they're young, they're this, they're that, that's the be-all, end-all, and conclude everything from that. I do think you'll see better play from these younger players soon. Sooner rather than later. They are talented. All right, we have got another talented guy coming up. He is the play-by-play voice of the Browns, our good buddy Jimmy Donovan. He's going to join us. We'll break things down from Friday night and talk about what's coming up with Jimmy. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to
Quaker Steak & Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. For a dealer near you, just go to Rheem.com. That's R-H-E-E-M.com.
Whether it's working hard or playing hard, Can-Am ATVs and side-by-side vehicles are up for it. They lead the way in best-in-class power and handling with... plus financing for as low as 3.9%. Discover Can-Am ATVs and side-by-side vehicles, the no-compromise off-road experience at Power Sports of Cleveland, 5475 Engel Road in Brook Park. Offer ends August 31st, 2012. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See Power Sports of Cleveland for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Hey, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and I got to tell you, when it comes to getting on the road, I choose Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Right now, the summer clearance event is happening at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, so what does that mean for you? Well, check these deals out. Get the all-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Latitude 4x4, all leather, heated seats, power locks and windows, and much more, leased for only $269 a month for 24 months. Plus, listen to this. They have $2,000 off MSRP on every new 2012 Jeep Wrangler. Plus, all the 2012 Wranglers are available with 0% financing. These great deals won't last long. Take it from the road, man. Get on out to the all-new location, now open at 310 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile, and get one before they're gone. Tell them the road man sent you. Save big now. Call 440-232-2121 for low lease deals and $2,000 off the Jeep Wrangler plus 0% financing. Check them out online as well at GanleyChryslerJeepDodge.com.
Hey, Browns fans, unite. Single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. This is your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the home opener and division rivals. Call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com to choose your games today. As you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And as always, we love to check in with the most knowledgeable people who follow this football team. And we know the man behind the voice of the Browns play-by-play. He joins us now. Very happy to have with us right now the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. Jimmy, how you doing?
I am doing good, Vic.
All right, so we got to watch practice today, a couple of practices now since Friday night's game. Want to back it up a little bit to Friday night. I know it's a weird week because we got this other game coming up in a matter of a couple of days in Green Bay. But the opener, kind of what I think we expected. A lot of young people are playing key roles for this team. Young people make mistakes. We saw mistakes.
Yeah, we did. We saw mistakes. And the other thing I think that we could have predicted is that every quarterback that came in following Brandon Whedon would probably have very, very good numbers. Yeah. And they all did. Yeah. I mean, McCoy had good numbers. Seneca Wallace did his thing. You know, he did very, very well. Thaddeus Lewis, and, you know, Vic, I had never seen Thaddeus Lewis play, and I was very impressed with the way he played. And so I think that, you know, even as we got set for that game on Friday night up in Detroit, we could kind of predict that would happen because Whedon would go in. He'd play against their number one defense,
right?
Albeit that they were missing some people, but still it was their number one defense, and a lot of their starters were out on the field. And because of things that happened, you know, he would struggle a little bit. So I think as much anticipation for that game last Friday night, now I think this game becomes very anticipated on Thursday because Whedon and everybody in Browns Nation wants to see him play more and do more.
And do better.
And do better, right.
Because what he did, I thought, was good. I thought the three passes he completed were exemplary of that skill that he has. The strong arm, the accurate arm, the ability to make the throw from the pocket, to really not have to contort
right.
or move himself so far into a place to find the passing lane. For him, the lanes can be seen from the pocket, and he has the arm to deliver it. That 34-yard strike to Travis Benjamin said a lot about what Brandon Whedon can do for this team.
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, the ball was right on the button. And, you know, Benjamin has very good speed, and they have a guy that can get that speed and complement it by getting the ball there. He wasn't waiting for it.
No.
I mean, it was a great throw. You're absolutely right. The other thing that I did like was that, and I know that he's a little bit of a gunslinger because he's got a great arm. And when you have a great arm like that, you think you can probably fit the ball anywhere. So right. He tried to fit the ball into Greg Little. And the other pass over on the sideline to Gordon that the kid Bentley should have intercepted and could have gone all the way with. But I thought that that was Gordon short jumping that route. I didn't think that he ran that route very well.
No.
But the other thing that I liked was when, you know, right after he completed the pass to Massaquoi, when that screen pass wasn't there, he ditched it. I mean, he threw it right into the ground. Live for another down. Don't throw something in traffic that's going to get deflected, and you could possibly turn it over there. So, you know, I think he's very anxious to do more, too, on Thursday.
Oh, there's no doubt. And the other guys, the young guys, you mentioned Josh Gordon making those mistakes that you would expect from a player who sat out, 18 months, hasn't really been in a football field, and certainly no indoctrination to the NFL beyond what he has gotten pretty much from the start of training camp. Still doesn't know what he doesn't know, and still, I think, needs a lot of coaching, a lot of tender, loving care, I guess, from the coaching staff to get there. The other thing that jumps out is the conditions. This was the right place, I think, the perfect place for a young team to open a preseason. And what I mean by that is indoors, noisy place. They didn't maybe have as loud a crowd as they would normally have for a regular season game, but it was pretty loud.
Yeah, it was loud.
It was loud. And so that was a challenge for the offensive linemen, particularly a Mitchell Schwartz at tackle. The wide nine look that the Lions played, putting those guys out there on an island, including Joe Thomas, who had his issues dealing with that. Big physical line to beat up on a younger Browns offensive line.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think it was a great experience for them. I think Pat mentioned after the game that he was very excited to see the tape because he was on the sidelines during the game and said, boy, this tape is going to be very, very interesting to work off of and to try and correct some things. I talked with Mitchell Schwartz on over on Sports Time Ohio for our show last night, and he's a very cerebral kid, but you can tell that I don't think he's going to be the kind of kid that makes the same mistake over and over again. I think he's so into the game intellectually that if he sees it, it's pointed out, hey, listen, try and do this a little bit differently. He already had a pretty good idea what he did wrong. Then I think it will be rectified, and he looks for another snap, and he'll handle all situations better. I think the other thing is that they won. And I think that's very important for them. I mean, I really do. Right. They have to learn how to win, you know, and I thought they hung in there and they won the game.
I was going to say, made an effort to do so with those backups, but playing with a sense of urgency, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it was notable because by the time it got to those late stages of the game and they overcame an 11-point deficit to win it, not a big deal in the preseason at all to the most of us, but what I sensed standing right by the bench area in those final minutes, the veterans were urging those younger players. We're into it. They weren't like daydreaming and looking around the stadium. They were looking at the action on the field and encouraging their younger teammates to bring it home. Bring the win home, which is what they did. And I thought that was important. The other thing you talk about, demeanor and body language, and I know we try to play amateur psychologists in this business way too much, but you said Mitchell Schwartz, his cerebral and calm approach. He did not seem like a basket case after that game, even though, again, he had the false start penalty in his first outing.
Mm-hmm.
He had issues trying to just cope with pass rushers. Brandon Whedon's demeanor, too, very calm, connected with, hey, this is what happened, this is how it happened, but I'm good. He didn't look shell-shocked.
No. The first thing typically that you see a young quarterback when he comes into the NFL is they bail, right? They bail and they roll out and they run. And, you know, Colt McCoy still does that a little bit. I mean, he did it the other night to his advantage. I mean, you know, if you have it, use it.
Right.
Sometimes he gave up on things a little bit too quickly in the pocket. Whedon's not like that at all.
No.
I mean, he stood in there almost to a fault on the one play when he got hit by Willie Young and the ball came out. And I think that's, in the long run, that's what they want. I think they want somebody that's going to give the play a chance by hanging in there and can get the ball there. So, no, I did not notice any happy feet at all. Nor did I notice feet of stone. I noticed the calmness in the pocket that he feels it and he's got the his clock, I think, doesn't run out quickly, as they say.
He's I sense this is a guy who is confident in his ability to hang in there, and they do take some deeper drops. Pat Shermer likes that five-step type of thing with him, so he trusts him to handle that. You're trusting your line to handle that, which was a super challenge in that game, but oblivious to pressure where he keeps his eyes, because there's one of two things happen. A quarterback who is too conscious of pressure, his legs, and looks around where he's going to get hit is not going to make it. A quarterback who's looking downfield when he's back there as guys are coming around him and buzzing around him, that's the guy who makes it. I think he has that going for him.
Yeah, and you were with us that when Pat met with us the night before the game in Detroit, and he said he noticed in the practice down at the stadium the night before, he stood behind Whedon and all of the quarterbacks as they looked over the defensive thing, and he just noticed that Whedon's got vision that can look over the top of everything.
Yes.
Whereas the other quarterbacks, because of a physical height thing, they can't do that. They have to find a lane. Now, Wallace is better at that than McCoy is right now.
Right.
But he said Whedon, that's not in the game at all for him. He can look over everything.
Yeah.
That's going to help.
It's like your TV broadcast partner. Bernie can stand there and look over. You might have to move a little.
That's right.
Just a little.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Jim, the defense was, first of all, you go into a game missing. You got to talk about who's not there.
Sure.
And Ataba Rubin, not there. Phil Taylor, not there. DeQuell Jackson, not there. Chris Gokong, not there. Frosty Rucker, not there. Of that group, we know Gokong is not going to come back this season. We know Phil Taylor could miss several games in the first half. The others will be back. But, and I know that Scott Fujita, we know will probably be missing for those first few games as well. But for that particular game, the issues that plagued that team last year, that defense last year, the Browns, stopping the run or dealing with the run, we saw the same thing. But can we say, well, you get DeQuell Jackson and you get all these other guys back there, you certainly get Ataba Rubin back there, it'll be different?
Oh, I think. Yeah, automatically it will be different. And I think what happened to them was the same thing that happens, and we saw it happen to Jabal Sheard a lot last year in the preseason and early in his regular season. You're running by things. You're running pass plays. And I thought that's what happened to them. And it was the same play all the time.
Right.
You know, it was a cutback and nobody was there. Maiava got cut a number of times in the wash, as they say. So I think that there were some nerves in there. But as the game went on, I really felt that those two kids that they drafted, Billy Wynn, and I thought John Hughes, really started to show up and play pretty well. And I thought the two linebackers that they've been talking about, Robertson and Ford, you know, were everything that they've been talking about them. And they have both
like
very pleasant surprises to them. Now, I'm interested to see, you know, JMJ a little bit more, James Michael Johnson play a little bit more and a little bit better. But, I was very impressed with Hughes. And very impressed with Billy Wynn. I think that once you get the other pieces, Rubin back in there and hopefully down the road Taylor back in there, now you've got the rotation that you really desire.
It's a tradition of this show after games, even preseason games, to hand out some game balls. These were the four I came up with, and we've posted this on the official Cleveland Browns Facebook page. Travis Benjamin, Jordan Norwood, Sheldon Brown, Colt McCoy.
Not a bad. Very, very good. Yeah.
Who would you?
I'm going to give Brad Smellie a game ball because I think that I think that he intrigues the staff a little bit with what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he a true fullback? I don't know. Is he an H-back? Yes, he is. Did he do a nice thing down on the goal line? Yeah, he did. He presented himself to Wallace and he got in there, made that catch, and then I thought he got enough of a block on the touchdown by Thomas in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, he just got a piece, but that's all you need down there. It wasn't a Vickers pancake block.
No, no.
But it was enough to get him into the end zone. I enjoyed watching him.
You know, in a team that has had outstanding explosive return ability and a Josh Cribbs, to see a Travis Benjamin take that one back 32 with the blocking that lined up, set up for him to go down the sideline, and Jordan Norwood's return, too. Very notable just to see those two guys. And Sheldon Brown, look, 11-year veteran, you're fighting because you've got younger and faster guys trying to challenge you. He shows that savvy, makes that pick, and McCoy moved the team well.
Yeah, he did move the team well, and I know he was frustrated that he couldn't finish off a couple of those drives. Here's one more thing for you, Vic. I thought the Browns lost a couple of games last year on special teams, And I thought in this game last week against the Lions, they had the better special teams in that game. I thought they got more out of their special teams. The punt game was good. It was good to see Hodges back. The return game was good without Cribbs. Wolford kicks the one through. Dawson does what Dawson does. And I thought they covered everything pretty well.
And you heard Pat say it, too. They could have had a couple of punts down that they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, he called them layups.
Sure.
That they didn't take advantage of. All right. Great stuff. And the other thing, of course, health. Got to get some people back healthy, and that always makes you nervous in the preseason.
Boy, that was frightening. When those guys went down, bang, 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 bang. I mean, that wasn't that. I mean, your neck always just kept turning to behind the play.
My head
because there was a white jersey down on the ground.
Slam into the desk and or you know the table in front of me in the press box because I said no, this can't be happening.
But it seems like Vic, it's happening to everybody. I mean, the Packers are really banged up. We go in there Thursday night. They had to cut a practice off last week because they had so many players hurt. A
lot of guys are hurt.
Right.
And you brought up the Packers. This is a strange week because we're turning around very shortly and heading to Green Bay.
Yeah. So. Now, remember, everybody, I mean, everyone's going to play a Thursday night game this year. So this is part of the reason why I think a lot of people are doing this Thursday night thing to get you in the practice routine for that.
The Thursday mode.
Yeah.
Jimmy, great stuff.
Good to be with you, Vic.
He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless. And Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey! Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's. It's good mood food!
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo.
Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. Tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulents isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque, fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent table is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly chunked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress, for my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived. A tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a fresh Georgia peach martini. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
Enjoy all the summer fresh catches at Bonefish Grill before they're gone. Try our crab-crusted pompano or one of our grilled fish selections and signature sauces tonight.
So many choices, so little summer. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. This year, people are celebrating the Ford Summer Sales event with burgers and new friends and me.
Ford Fusion is very spacious and comfy.
It looks fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, love the Fiesta. This is fun.
Good-looking car.
Like, for real, Taurus, this is what you take to the club.
It's like a sports car, but luxurious. It's a Ford Explorer.
It drives really nicely.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that Ford made cars with such good fuel economy and safety. I mean, this is really amazing.
The real party is going on down at your local Ford dealer. Stop by. It's the Summer Sales event, and you're invited.
Right now, get great offers on a huge selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Ford Credit Financing, get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on a 2012 Fusion or Escape. Not all buyers will qualify. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes taxes, title, and license fees. Excludes hybrids. Take new retail delivery by October 1st. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for details. Or visit driveoneohio.com.
All right. Back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Question from Facebook. Ed, how's Josh Cribbs doing? Haven't heard much about him during the offseason. Yeah, he hasn't been involved in a whole lot. Wasn't doing any returns the other night. Again, the focus is on getting some work for these younger people to see what they can do. I think the feeling is they kind of know what Josh is about. And you heard Pat Shurmur say kind of the back nine of his career. So we'll see, you know, in the long run what that means. If there is more speed to incorporate in the return game, kind of see what the others can do on that. Joe from Facebook, I'm wondering why we still don't have a good offensive line. We're always saying we have bad QBs, but in reality, they never had good protection. Good, fair point on the protection issue. Fair point. But I do think that this line, on ability, will, you know, is there. I think the makings of a decent line is there. And will be better than that as time goes on. We want to thank Bernie Kosar, Jim Donovan, James Dockery, Jameer Howerton, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, our standout producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.